This program was recorded with a live audience. Please forgive the occasional sound fluctuations.
On this 6-CD set, Dr. Wayne Dyer reveals that inspiration can be cultivated and be a driving force throughout life. Inspiration is for everyone. It isn't reserved for high-profile creative geniuses in the arts and sciences. It's inherent in our divine birthright. As you listen to this live lecture, you'll learn how to live an in-spirit life. From a very personal viewpoint, Dr. Dyer offers a blueprint through the world of inspiration, your ultimate calling.
The subject is inspiration. The word inspiration is really the combination of two words, of course, and those two words are in spirit. And I'd like to start out here with a series of observations and quotes that I have gleaned, and I'd like to comment a little bit on them and have you see what they have in common. This is one of my favorite quotes. It was from a man I respected immensely. His name is Aldous Huxley. And Huxley offered us this observation. He said, "The aim and purpose of human life is the unitive knowledge of God." Just a simple statement as I've ever seen about, because I get asked the question over and over and over again, I want to be inspired, I want to live in spirit, and I want to feel like I'm on purpose, but I don't know what my purpose is. Your ultimate calling is a call to return to the place from which you originated. I think that's perhaps the most important message that you can get out of this entire program. If you can get to a place where you understand that living an inspired life is not so much about finding the right job or finding the right person or even feeling good about what you're doing or doing what you think that you signed up to do. I think it's much more about finding a way to be in union, in harmony, in rapport with God or with our source, with the place that we came from. And when that happens, when you're able to live at this place called God Realization, which a handful of people that I've met in my life, and only a small group of people have ever achieved, you know, at the ultimate level, that is, are able to be there on a 24/7 basis, always in God Realization, never having thoughts that are anything other than being in that place. There was a great teacher who lived back in the third century or so before Christ. His name was Patanjali. I'll be speaking about him a lot in this program. He made an observation. He said that when you are steadfast, that means you never slip. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you never slip. When you are steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm directed toward others, that all living creatures will cease to feel fear in your presence. That if you want to get to a place where you can become a manifester, a healer, a person who can attract the right people, a person who can have events show up for you in the way that you absolutely desire them to be, a person who can even make yourself invisible when danger is around, and can make people who would cause you harm turn into agents or angels of kindness just by your presence. Those are the rewards. Those are the kinds of consequences that come to us when we live our life in that place that Patanjali just described. When you are steadfast in your abstention of thoughts of harm directed toward others, that all living creatures will cease to feel fear in your presence. This was the story of St. Francis, Francesco, back in the 13th century. That wild animals would turn into domestic, sweet little creatures in the presence of someone who never has a thought of harm directed toward himself or others. And that's really what inspiration is. This is what Huxley was describing. When you have unitive union, union with God, that you came from a place that is a place of kindness, a place of beauty, a place of joy, a place of peace, a place of non-judgment, and entered into a world and forgot, for all kinds of reasons, some of which we'll talk about here in this program, forgot. And now, as so many of the great masters have said, that enlightenment and living a life that is inspired is not so much about learning anything new. It's about remembering. It's about returning back to this place. This isn't really even a religious thing, and it's not a difficult thing. It's a process of changing around what you have conditioned yourself to believe about who you are and what you're capable of and what you can do and what you can create for yourself in your life. It's undoing so much of this conditioning that has you focused on limits and impossibilities and obstacles and what's wrong and what can't be done. And this program, more than anything else, has been designed by me to have you complete it and have a realization that you have that capacity right now within you to be in spirit, to be in unitive union with God. And you can catch yourself and practice it. I'm telling you, it's something I do every day. I catch myself with thoughts of judgment, with thoughts of I can't do it, with thoughts of it probably won't work out, with thoughts of it's never been that way before, with thoughts of it's impossible, with thoughts of I'm not great enough to be able to do these things. That's something that's reserved for divine spiritual masters. I've come to an awareness that it's in every one of us. If it's in any of us, it's in all of us. And if you can't see God in everyone and everything, then you can't see it anywhere at any time. You can't just see it some places and with certain circumstances. If you can't see it everywhere, you can't see it anywhere. So any time that you're not seeing it or practicing it, it's a time to let go of that and return yourself to that thought of, I choose to be in spirit. So being inspired is not just a good feeling about who I am and what I'm doing. It's a new awareness about my own divinity and what it is capable of achieving. And after listening to this program, you'll never ask the question again, what is my purpose? Because it's all about returning back to the place that you came from. A second quote that I'd like to share with you is from Albert Schweitzer. Again, you'll hear similarity in all of these observations that I'm doing at the beginning. The highest knowledge man can attain is the yearning for peace, for the union, there's that word again, for the union of his will with an infinite will, his human will with God's will. For the union of his will with an infinite will, his human will with God's will. That is, bringing those things that we think of as separate. What is God's will? I just want to do God's will. Whatever it is that God wants me to do, I want to do. It's merging that and understanding that my will is the same as the will from which I came. And again, this does nothing to do. You can be an atheist and get this, because all of us originated from the same source. And what you call that source is not really very relevant. Whether you call it Allah, or Krishna, or God, or Yahweh, or Ra, it makes no difference what you call it. As Alan Watts said, you can't get wet from the word water. Water isn't water because you call it water. Water is what it is, and you have to have the direct experience of it. The same is true of God, from which all things emanate. The greatest scientists on the planet, the ones who study quantum physics, the ones who teach us what the basis of science is, all say the same thing. that particles themselves do not create more particles.